for this Thursday, June 27th, with your Posey County Radio News. I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Starting with some news just outside of Posey County, as a man has been found guilty on both counts of murder that took place in Evansville back in October. Officials say John Parker was found guilty Wednesday afternoon on both counts in the murder of 31-year-old Michael Blankenship Jr. and 37-year-old Mitchell Greathouse, who were both killed on Mount Vernon Avenue. Police say two other men, along with Parker, Caden Harms, and Richard Garrett, all played a role in the murders. Parker's sentencing is set for July 23rd at 10 a.m. He is being held without bond until sentencing. The University of Evansville's Department of Art has received $36,000 in grants to expand current programming and enhance the university's permanent art collections. That grant is from the Ephraimson Family Fund, according to officials. The fund is dedicated to improving the quality of life in communities through support for cultural, educational, and community development initiatives. University officials say 100% of the contributions are allocated to specific initiatives. A bulk of the funding will enhance the permanent art collections that are housed in Krannert Hall of Art and Music since 1962. These funds will be used to upgrade storage facilities and new shelving and cabinets, establish a repair station for maintaining artwork, and install secure display cases and frame locks. The University of Evansville is also looking to make some changes to street signs outlining the school. Recently, the Evansville City Council approved UE's petition to change the signs around campus from green to blue. The university's logo will also be added to the signs. UE Chief Communications Officer Noah Alatza says the changes will reinforce their presence in the community. The next step for the project is getting final approval to the Board of Public Works and then a possible fall installation. Coming up this Saturday in Posey County, there is a Chops and Cheers event at St. Francis Church in Poseyville. Mass starts at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. Then at 5 o'clock, there will be a meal and music. The planned menu is pork chops, cheesy potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, roll, homemade dessert, and drink. They say carryout will also be available. The live music will be performed by the Shellhorn Band, and there will be a beer garden as well. This is a 21 years and older only event. Checking on sports from Wednesday in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals split a doubleheader at home against the Atlanta Braves. The Cardinals lost the first game 6-2, but bounced back in the second game for a 4-1 win. St. Louis took 2-3 in the series against the Braves to improve to 41-38 on the year. The Redbirds start a four-game series at home with the Cincinnati Reds tonight at 6:45. Catch the game on 106.7 WMVI with the pregame show starting at 5:50. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, June 27th, we are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.